From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Dave Beck. Public radio listeners and music lovers have followed the career of jazz vocalist Jane Monheit for more than a decade now. She made a sensational debut recording shortly after graduating from the Manhattan School of Music in the late 1990s. Just out of college, she generated a huge buzz, winning top honors in the 1998 Thelonious Monk Jazz Competition, a prestigious showcase of jazz veterans and newcomers. We were first visited by Jane Monheit in these studios at KUOW just after we moved to our new facility, then new facility, in 1999, and it's been a great pleasure to track her progress ever since. She's made 11 recordings, received Grammy nominations, and always brings impeccable vocal technique, savvy musicianship, and imaginative interpretations and improvisations to everything she sings. Jane's latest recording is called The Heart of the Matter. Jane Monheit and her band play at Jazz Alley in Seattle through the weekend. Performances on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings. Jane is with us for live music in our performance studio along with her bandmate and pianist, Michael Kanin. Jane, great to see you again.
Good to be back.
I was just reflecting that it was just after you had that big success that you came and visited us. And I wonder how you think life is very... very different now than it was back in the late 90s, around 2000 for you.
I just know a lot more now. You know, it was interesting because things happened very quickly and I was very green, you know. Had been playing loads of gigs, but in the background of restaurants and weddings and things. So all of a sudden I was on big stages and had to figure out what to do and had lots of people around me telling me what to do. It was just a crazy time. And now, you know, it's more of me driving the bus, and I really know what to do, and I feel great, and I'm so confident, and I mean, I'm 35. It's just different. It's just everything's different.
Yeah. Well, and you talk a lot, obviously, and with great pride and happiness about being a mom.
Yeah.
Got a five-year-old.
I do.
Yeah. And does he travel with you? What's life like being a busy performing artist and a mom?
He travels with us almost everywhere. My husband, Rick Montalbano, plays drums in the band and, you know, has since we were 20 years old. So we tour together and keep our family together. And we've done that since my son was 3 months old. And the only time he doesn't come with us is if we leave the country for just a couple days. So, you know, two enormously overwhelming, like, you know, 15-hour flights, you know, within the space of like 4 or 5 days is no good for a five-year-old. So in those cases, he'll stay with my parents. But otherwise, he's with us.
Yeah. Those sorts of flights aren't good
for anyone.
is motherhood ever at odds with the life of an artist? I mean, do you feel like, you know, feel torn? Or the thing that I always remember is the kids wanting to, you know, have you play or sing to them when you should be practicing.
Well, honestly, I really don't practice because I need to preserve my instrument a lot. We play live so much that for me, anything I need to really work out or think about, any of that process occurs for me on the stage. So at home, I can be devoted to him. And I actually think it really works out well for us. I mean, we're homeschoolers too, so that makes a difference. But all the other parents I know see their children like less than half as much as we see ours. We get to be with them all the time. We never miss anything, you know. So it's really nice. I think, you know, we're very closely bonded and have this great relationship and run all over the world together. And it's been really good. It really hasn't been too challenging yet. It will become more so as he gets older, especially when he needs to go to regular school.
Yeah. Jane Monheit is with us, and we're going to get her to sing a couple songs for us this afternoon. And what are you in the mood to sing here, Jane?
Well, there's a tune from my album Home that Michael and I recorded as a duet, a beautiful Irving Berlin tune that we always love to play together whenever we have a chance to play a duo outside of one of our regular shows and we're promoting the new record. We love to play this one. It's one of our favorites.
Okay. It's a classic from Irving Berlin, Jane Monheit, live in our performance studio here on KUOW.
The weather is frightening. The thunder and lightning seem to be having their way. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. The change in the weather will keep us together, so I can honestly say that as far as I'm concerned,
Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were headed on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you are going, leaving me all at sea, the clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. Can't see the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, 'cause it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. Day shouldn't be in boom 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 boom.
So nice. Isn't it a lovely day, John? Jane Monheit.
That would change things a bit.
That's what, but you have a nice low register. You might be able to pull it off just for a moment. Jane Monheit in our performance studio, and it was Michael Kanin at the piano with really beautiful accompaniment. I you've lived with that song for a long time.
Oh yeah, we've played that like a million times.
Yeah,
but I still had like super happy goosebumps. I'm all like giddy now. That's the joy we get from playing duets together. We've been together for so long.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, we've played together for almost 12 years in the band, and then for years before that too. So,
well, there's a real sense of community and family, literally, with your husband playing drums.
Yeah.
But you know, that's an important thing to you to keep these same folks, keep a good core group around you.
That's very important. A lot of people like to change the musicians around them quite a bit from project to project, and that's one approach. You know, it really can create a different sound and all of that, but I don't ever want to do that. I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Our band is what we are. You know, it's not like I'm out front and there's like some fellas swinging behind me. Like, we don't do that. We are a unit and we play everything together. It's Michael, it's Neil Minor, Rick Montalbano. We have a sound man that we bring everywhere, Jim Corona, who makes sure that we have our sound no matter where we are and no matter what we decide we want to do in terms of, you know, bending genres and playing around with whatever, we can do it within our core group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important to me. And also, I mean, these people are like with me every day, like being part of my son's childhood. It's huge. They're his uncles. You know, it's a big deal. So it's very important. We are a family.
Yeah, it's just interesting hearing you even warming up here today. I can't remember if you were talking about this tune exactly, but you're discussing how you're going to do a verse in a different way or a new idea that's come to you about how you're going to do a tune. So that sense of invention, that's always happening.
Oh yeah, and everybody in the band is full of ideas, and Michael and Neil write a lot of arrangements for us, and you know, my husband, he's almost like the unofficial band producer in a way. He's always, you know, making tons of adjustments and really the one, he's got the biggest ears in the band,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My husband. You know, Michael's the one who just makes magic out of everything.
Yeah.
You know, Neil is like the rock solid. You can count on him no matter what. Always plays like the most beautiful solos. And then, you know, I'm just like the frilly prettiness on top. You know, so... But it's beautiful.
It's interesting. I've run in very different genres, but I've run into a lot of husband and wife producing duos. A classical pianist whose violinist wife helped him put together his transcription of The Rite of Spring. A violinist whose jazz drummer husband, he produced her classical recording. I mean, that kind of really knowing the sensibility of who you're working with, who the artist is, it's a huge thing.
It is. And, you know, my husband and I have always worked together since the minute we met. We actually played together before we spoke and then, you know, fell in love that minute, musically and romantically. So it's always been that way. And I like to collaborate with others. It wouldn't be fun for me to just be the bossy one and say, you're doing this and we're doing that. I would hate that. That wouldn't feel good to me. I like to be collaborative with my best friends. It's beautiful, you know.
Yeah. That doesn't sound very, very diva-ish.
No, I'm totally not a diva sitting here in a ponytail and sneakers. Not at all.
Jane Monheit is with us. She's going to do another song. And speaking of, you know, versatility and learning new things all the time, a bit of a departure here in this tune, maybe. This next one.
Well, this tune, it's a standard, but, you know, maybe not one of the ones that's done constantly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a tune I've always liked because the melody is a bit difficult. You know, Mel Torme wrote these lyrics and sang this tune a lot. And I grew up listening to a lot of Mel and, you know, killing musician and sang in perfect tune. And I've always been drawn to things that are difficult. I don't always want to do things that are easy. And this tune, you know, you need to, you know, get it right.
Mm-hmm. You and Mel Torme, you know, in that tradition of people who, you know, vocalists with very often an instrumental approach to singing. I mean, doing things that are sometimes better or easier done on instruments than singing.
Well, you know, so many singers have taken that approach over the years, and especially with improvisation, it's nice to do. I just like to make sure that I'm honoring the lyrics when I do that. I rarely scat. I mean, I did in the tune we just played, but I don't do a ton of it. I like improvising with the lyrics and thinking the way an instrumentalist might think while honoring the lyrics and making sure that the melodic message is the same as the lyrical message, you know.
Okay. Here she is. Born to Be Blue is the tune we're going to hear live in our performance studio here on KUOW.
Thank you.
meant to live in clover, but they are such a chosen few. And clover being green is something I've never seen, 'cause I was born to be blue. When there's a yellow moon above me, they say there's moonbeams I should view. But moonbeams being gold are something I can't behold, 'cause I was born to be blue. When I met you, the world was bright and sunny. When you left, the curtain fell. I'd like to laugh, but nothing strikes me funny. Now my world's a faded pastel. Bigger than some folks, I've known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than what I was created for, 'cause I was born to be blue. To laugh, but nothing strikes me funny. Now my world's a faded pastel. I guess I'm luckier than some folks. I've known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than what I was created for, 'cause I was born to be blue. I was born, yeah, to be blue, to be blue, to be blue.
Mel Torme's tune called Born to be Blue, performed for us live in our performance studio here on KUOW by Jane Monheit. Michael Kanin was at the piano. This is from her latest recording called The Heart of the Matter. Jane and her fine band play at Jazz Alley in Seattle through the weekend. Performances Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evening. And she's got that new record out. And it is great to see you again and to hear you. I mean, you just sound better than ever. wonderful stuff. And best of luck in all your music making and your joys and challenges of being a parent. That's yeah. A wonderful thing. Yeah. Doug Patterson is our live music engineer. I'm Dave Beck. This is KUOW 94.9.